Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, September 30th, 2019, coming to you lo-fi and on the road from Munich. 100 years ago today, the Technische Nothilfe, or Technical Emergency Aid, was founded as a voluntary organization in Germany. It was designed to provide aid in public emergencies, disasters, and the like, and is a forerunner of the Technisches Hilfswerk, or Technical Relief Agency, which was established after World War II. Two squats in Berlin triggered extensive police operations on Saturday. Activists from the left-wing scene first occupied part of the former Schultheis brewery on Landsberger Allee in Friedrichshain, and in the afternoon, an empty house on Frankfurter Allee in Lichtenberg was occupied. There were minor quarrels between police officers and supporters of the squatters, but there were no serious incidents reported. At noon, at least 8 masked persons entered the building in Landsberger Allee 54 and fastened themselves to the facade with ropes, unveiling banners and climbing onto the roof. The police cordoned off the building and the street in front of it. The Landsberger Allee building was evacuated in the evening, and the occupiers of the house on Frankfurter Allee were given until Sunday afternoon to voluntarily leave the area. In an anonymous confession letter on the internet portal Indie Media, it was stated that the action was directed against speculative vacancy and repression. According to the authors of the letter, the building on Landsberger Allee has been empty for 7 years. After consultation with the owner, the police cleared the building in the evening, and tram traffic on Landsberger Allee was impacted. A few hours after the beginning of the occupation on Landsberger Allee, masked individuals gained access to at least one house on Frankfurter Allee 187 in Lichtenberg. They lit Bengali fires on the balconies of the house and hung up banners with slogans such as, quote, Gegenstaat and Mietvertrag and Tu mal wat, reclaim the city. Around 200 supporters also protested in front of the building. The building is located directly behind the former Stasi headquarters. It's owned by the state of Berlin and belongs to the area on which the campus for democracy is to be built. Therefore, the decision was made to sell it to the federal government. Previously, however, there had been plans to set up rooms for artists in the building. The occupation triggered a dispute between Culture Senator Klaus Lederer from the left and Daniel Vesna from the Greens, who demanded that, despite the campus, the area could still be used for artist studios. Lederer countered that the Senate had voted, with the consensus of the Greens, to promote the plans of the federal government for the campus, which implies that the area has to be sold. The two squats are part of a series of actions lasting several days under the motto Tu mal wat. According to this, an alliance of various groups wants to, quote, further intensify the housing policy struggles between the 26th and the 29th of September. It's also about the, quote, necessity of occupations and about the, quote, expropriation, the appropriation, the resisting, and the preservation of spaces and places in theory and practice. Also part of the Tu mal wat initiative, unknown persons attacked police officers and a police car during a mission on Riegerstrasse. At least one of the officers suffered minor injuries, but was able to continue. The police were active in Friedrichshain overnight for an alternative housing project event. Residents had complained about loud music from the left autonomous scene in the area. According to the police spokesperson, perpetrators attacked the car with stones, paint, and a fire extinguisher filled with paint, damaging the vehicle. Officers were also attacked with an ordinary fire extinguisher. The attackers were able to escape, and as of Saturday, there were no arrests. In the vicinity of Riegerstrasse, masked perpetrators have been attacking police officers for many years, throwing stones and paint and damaging cars. In house number 94, several unauthorized building alterations were found by the authorities, which contradict the prescribed fire and hazard protection. A 16-year-old man in Neukölln was involved in a car chase with the police, who noticed the teenager and another 15-year-old passenger on Friday afternoon driving a car-sharing vehicle. When trying to stop him, he sped away at an excessive speed, running a red light. According to police, the 16-year-old proceeded to run several more red traffic lights and ruthlessly entered oncoming traffic. He's also said to have driven through a supermarket parking lot. According to witnesses, customers had to jump out of the way in order not to be hit. Afterwards, the teenager's car collided with the car of a 38-year-old on Karl Marx Strasse, injuring the female driver, who had to be taken to hospital to be treated. A 26-year-old mother and her 7-year-old daughter, who wanted to cross the street and ran out of the car's path, also had to be treated. In Janstrasse, the suspect finally lost control and collided with a parked car, ran away, and resisted arrest. He was transferred to the Youth Emergency Services because his parents could not be reached, and the 15-year-old was released to his mother. How the 16-year-old got the car, however, is now the subject of the investigation. Shots were fired early Saturday morning in Charlottenburg. The police confirmed that officers found two seriously injured men on Kantstrasse near Wielenstrasse. Both had been taken to the hospital, however, their lives are not in danger. BZ first reported about the incident. According to the report, there was a dispute between two groups around 5:30 a.m. The shooter or shooters fled, and at this point, it is not known why they fired and who the perpetrators are. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.